When attorney Jennifer Smith got word that help was needed in Artesia, she jumped in her car and drove 10 hours straight to the small town in southwestern New Mexico. She was joining a small group of attorneys from all corners of the country to provide free services to women and children facing deportation hearings. She says her goal was to minimize the number of people being deported.
I think our first response was, well, anything we can do to slow down the process, anything we can do to increase the opportunity that the family has to speak to an attorney is the priority.
She says once families meet with attorneys, their chances of successfully making an asylum claim increase exponentially. Those eligible for asylum may be permitted to stay in the United States. By many accounts, these immigrants are escaping gang violence in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Authorities estimate 90,000 children from Central America will arrive in the United States this year. Many are ending up in detention centers like the one in Artesia. Smith says the conditions there are poor.
They don't have access to blankets, for example, and so the air conditioning in these buildings would be cranked up pretty high because it was like 106 degrees outside, but they didn't have blankets, so the kids, the little kids, were very cold, and so they were using these little like washcloths to keep them warm. Everyone is pretty dehydrated as well.
The Albuquerque Journal reports U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, or ICE, opened the makeshift detention center in June. The facility, which normally serves as a training center for Border Patrol agents, is nearing its 700-person capacity. Attorney Jennifer Smith of Glenwood Springs plans to travel to New Mexico again in September. She says the experience has forever changed her. Marcy Crevenin, Aspen Public Radio News.